Dedert Elijas, Jelgava History and Art Museum, Jelgava. The Dedert Elijas, Jelgava History and Art Museum is located in the building Akademija Petrina in Jelgava. This building was built in 1775 as the first university in Latvia and is one of the few public buildings in Jelgava that has survived and been restored after World War II. In the summer of 1944, Jelgava lost almost everything, a large part of its population and historical buildings, which were hardly restored after World War II. The museum was founded in 1918 and is still located in its original building, Akademija Petrina. Today the museum houses permanent exhibitions about the famous artist Dedert Elijas, the history of Jelgava and Zemgale, and the museum building itself. It is one of the few ancient buildings that has survived in Jelgava after World War II. The digital exhibition Wars and the Soldier Through the Ages of Jelgava, offered by the museum, is just a small glimpse into the history of wars and the chronology of events that once affected the territory of Latvia. The historical events of the First and Second World Wars and the story of the wars experienced by Jelgava through the ages of history. The authors of the exhibition hope that the exhibition will provide an emotionally vivid and content-driven message dedicated to the wars in the Zemgale region and the history of Jelgava, especially emphasizing the participation of the Latvian soldier in national formations from prehistory to the present day, associatively experiencing the transformation from a peaceful resident into a warrior. The museum also features another exhibition, Life Continues Under Foreign Powers, which shows life in Latvia under occupation. In the 20th century, Latvia was politically subordinated to foreign powers for almost 70 years, which largely determined Latvia's economic and social structure. Sometimes also social backwardness, public relations and tensions in the field of national ties. In Jelgava, as in all of Latvia, 1940 was a watershed year, the only difference being that over the next 4 years, Jelgava lost almost everything, its inhabitants, the city itself, and even the hope that something of Jelgava's past glory would still remain. The socialist reorganizations were led by the Communist Party of Latvia, forming territorial organizations. We marched under other flags, met at rallies, participated in processions, walked in Jelgava's central square, and lived our daily lives surrounded by Soviet symbols. They spoke to us from the walls of our homes, schools, workplaces, art, and even everyday goods. In stores, we paid in rubles and kopecks. The citizens of Soviet Latvia lived and worked, and only a few still held deep in their hearts the dream that the red, white, and red flag would once again fly in Jelgava.